in to make sure I take care of my gaps and, you know the guard or the center don't get on the linebackers. And then after that, once I do my job, if I knock my guy in the backfield 3 yards deep and I can get off a block and make a tackle, then that's great because that's easier for the linebackers, you know. So that's my job.
Yeah, I think you did a pretty good job because the linebackers had a lot of tackles.
Yeah, we did a good job as a unit. It wasn't good enough. We wanted some sacks this game, and we didn't get them. So we got a lot of room. We got a lot of work to do because we want to get back there, be able to hit that guy and put some more pressure on him.
When you see the big plays that Northern Illinois was able to get against you guys, they had a handful of them. How much can a D-line and pressure kind of alleviate that, maybe force a throw a little quicker or not let routes develop, things like
that? Yeah, that can do a lot of things. We can hit them, you know, make them not want to throw the ball anymore, they, you know, kind of scramble out the pocket, which he did somewhat, but it wasn't enough time. We gave him too much time still because those plays that were big plays, most of them were deep passes, and we had too much time. You know, he had too much time to throw. So we want to get back there quicker, force a lobby pass, you know, where our corners can go and get in and intercept the ball.
So what's your technique there? Because if you're taking on and are engaging two guys, you know, we hear a lot about reading the hat, playing half a man, but if you're taking on a couple of bodies, what's your technique off any individual snap?
If I have a double team coming, I usually play half a man still. But if that guy is blocking me down, I still play him. I really don't worry about the guy because if I stay on the guard, that tackle has to block me because if he comes off, then that gap's open back up for me to be able to make a play in either gap.
That's something that usually the casual fan doesn't see, but you're gumming things up. I mean, that's a valuable part of every snap, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. That's two gap. That's the Iowa football defense. That's how we play it. And Coach Parker believes in it, and I believe in it, and I know I can play it with my size and, you know, my speed and my strength.
This is an obvious question, but how much of a beating does that put on you over the course of four quarters?
Actually, I was surprised, actually. I played 60 snaps that game. I mean, I was cramping up due to the heat, but other than that, I was fine, you know. If I become aggressive and I play physical, that'll make the game a lot more easier for me.
Last week, I was told after the game that last week was the first time Quentin really started working as a DN in pass rush situations. How do you feel he did just from what you saw?
He did good. We worked on that during camp, and he made some plays during camp. And I feel comfortable with him coming out there. We got the little package, and that's one of our tricks to, you know, pass rushing right now. So we want to be able to do anything we can to put pressure on that quarterback and put a faster, smaller guy that can dip his shoulder off the edge and make the quarterback throw it sooner. Then let's do that, whatever it takes to win.
Is the next step for this defensive line to get those sacks and –
Definitely.
What do you guys have to do to get there?
I feel like we can stop the run. I feel like we can play with anybody and stop the run. That is, but, you know, here we are a run-first team. You know, we got to stop the run. But we want to be able to, once we see the high hats and the quarterback dropping back, we just got to be able to convert that, get out the run phase, and go into pass rush mode.